Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
All Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the all-black, all-polled bull sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Welcome back. Livestock futures contained to a narrow to moderate trading range today following a pullback from strong early gains in the feeder cattle and lean hog futures. Both live cattle and lean hog futures mixed as traders posted price levels on either side of unchanged. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade today. March corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets lower too in light trade. The Dow Jones is 76 points lower. NASDAQ down 38 points. Live cattle trade remained mixed to mostly lower at the end of the day, with traders concerned about the ability to bring additional support back into the market. Strong support in beef values helped to bring buyers back into the market through the end of the session, although prices were not expected to deviate significantly from unchanged values, with all nearby futures hovering in a single-digit trading range. Meanwhile, despite choppy market movement seen throughout the entire morning, light to moderate buyer support slowly developed in feeder cattle trade. Gains held from 30 to 55 cents per hundredweight higher, although the overall tone of the market remained sluggish, with concerns surrounding the pressure seen across the other livestock trade. And grain futures posted modest gains today, getting some follow-through buying after bullish reversals on weekly charts last week. Outside markets enjoyed little enthusiasm as caution over politics and economic issues weigh on sentiments. Corn prices firmed after two-sided trade overnight took May futures into the top fifth of their 20-cent range for the past 2 weeks. Soybeans were higher, with May futures testing 25 and 50-day moving averages above the market, though they've kept to the narrowing band from the past 2 weeks. Wheat prices also higher today, with all three markets trying to extend seasonal rallies. The soft red winter wheat contract led the charge, gapping higher to a test of its 200-day moving average. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network.